Welcome to Your Face Story Podcast. Your host, Yolanda Russo, European skincare expert and creator of Beauty on Command, wants to know, what is your face story? Is it breaking out? Is it dry? Is it sagging? Yolanda offers practical, educational, and encouraging content, saving you time and money when looking for ways to look younger naturally.
Today, let's dive in into how to reclaim not only your youthful glow, but your confidence by understanding the deeper connection between your inner health, your skin, and relationship with yourself. Did you know that your cells, the skin cells, can actually hear you? Your skin responds the way you talk to yourself or treat yourself. When I see a client, well, your skin is really a barrier. It is meant to protect you from the germs that are floating in the air, but also protect you from danger. So when you're stressed, the skin is obviously doing what it is supposed to do. When I see some of my clients come glued to the phone and thinking of what to do next after the facial as soon as they get off the table, it actually saddens me because when I look at the skin, when I apply the mask, usually 50% of the mask never absorbs into the skin. And that's obviously because the skin is protecting anything from entering into inside of the body. Our mind and body are connected. So be careful when you do that, when you go for a facial or a massage and you don't let yourself go, because this is what's going to happen. You're never going to benefit from it, or it's not going to be lasting. But here's the good news. When you start talking good to yourself instead of constantly criticizing yourself, your mood will boost up. It obviously is going to be releasing some, the nervous system is going to be releasing some happy chemicals, and it will show on your face. The opposite is also true. When you criticize yourself, the mood dwindles because stress hormones are being released, and it shows on your forehead, and even the lips, they go down, literally. But here is the good news. You can start to rewrite your face story anytime you decide. And it's best to find someone to help you. Don't go alone on this because it will cost you a lot of money. And sometimes you will make mistakes looking for invasive procedures before you try the natural way. And this is what I specialize in. Let me tell you a story of Annie. She told me before she's met me. She told me her heartbreaking story and how she was able to find me. After years of being single, she was really excited about her first date after the long and painful divorce. She picked out a great outfit, sat down to do her makeup, and at first, she was so excited, but as she looked more closely in a mirror, the excitement started to fade. She noticed her jawline. Once sharp, it looked square. Wow. Her lips seemed to fade out, almost non-visible. They were not visible at all. They were so thin. She couldn't figure out why, because she put a lot of effort in buying products from the internet, of course, that were promoted, celebrity endorsed, good products or miracle products. She thought she was doing the right thing. But when she looked at herself, she had a second thought. She was wasting her money, and she didn't know what to do. Annie's experience is one I hear a lot. It's not just about how you care for your skin on the outside. It's about what's going on inside, how you feel about yourself, and the way you talk to yourself. Do you give yourself a break, the me time? When those things are out of balance, it shows on the face. And that's what prompted her to seek professional help. So I'm very happy that I can help her now, and I can actually see the changes that are happening on her face immediately after she decided to do something about this. So yes, until you're committed to the results, nothing will change. So let's talk about some solutions right away. If you look in the mirror right now, you will notice that your jawline, as is mine, it changed the shape. As the years go by, we clench our teeth, we hold our stress to ourselves, we don't release that. Somehow, we don't breathe that stress out because we think we can hold on to it and let it disappear. And this is exactly what happens. The minute you start clenching your teeth during the day, then you clench them at night, and then you have a problem. The TMJ gets actually tight, and the jawline stretches, becomes wide. So first thing, of course, you would need to see your dentist and seek some help there. But the second thing, the natural way of fixing this is holding your mouth open, slightly open, not a big opening, breathing at the same time, breathing in and breathing out. During my lifetime, I've suffered from migraines for a very long time. And until I found the holistic healing practices that were teaching me how to take care of myself without depending on anything else and reduce the stress that I was putting on my mind and my body, until then, I was struggling. And of course, my jawline was, or jaw in that matter, was very tense, giving me horrible headaches. So this is how I know for sure that this is helpful. And I suggest this to a lot of my clients when I see their jawline is changing. If you ever watched a cat in the morning stretching the whole body, including stretching the jaw, yoga stretches. Do this, repeat this as often as you can, and you will see this will not be a big of an issue after a while. The second thing Annie was complaining about was her lips. You need to start involving the muscles of the face, doing something with them so they can get strong again. Annie, after going through the painful divorce, obviously she must have been going through a lot in silence. She didn't talk. She didn't use her lips. She didn't smile. Maybe she even isolated herself socially. So all those things can play a role in what our lips are going to look like and the cheeks. So when you smile, just look in the mirror right now. Go and smile widely. Look at your cheeks. They go up as the youthful look returns. The lips stretch and they fill with blood, so the color of the lips can change too. My suggestion is put some cream. Before you do that, put some cream on. This is why I don't promote face yoga before you start using good skincare practices. And I'm talking about face workouts. Before you start stretching the skin, you need to warm up the muscles. So that is how your cheeks would fill with fresh blood. They would go up a little And the lips would start filling with blood and they will get plumper. They will get larger. And this is what I do. I teach that. And if you wanted to know more about it, you can download my free gift. That's a home care routine that I can start you with. Just look in the podcast in the notes section. I'll put the link. Here is the good news. While aging is something we can't avoid, skin aging is optional, for sure. I can attest to that. And I've been doing this for 2 decades now. I can see it every day. We can reverse skin aging naturally with the holistic approach. The mind, body, and spirit. Take care of your emotional health, your nutrition from inside out, and of course, choose the right skincare products. And if you don't know for sure what products do you need, please ask me. Disclaimer, I have my own private skincare line where I can assist you with this. My products have active ingredients, so they work pretty quickly. So enjoy the tips that I just shared with you, and remember, breathe, stretch your jawline, and smile.
Thanks for listening, and we'll see you in the next episode. Don't forget to subscribe and share it with your friends.